Welcome to Noah's Bark.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What is up? Happy October 14th. I want to say it's 6 months until Valentine's Day, but I don't think that's accurate. No, it's only 4 months. Happy 4 months till Valentine's Day, October 14th. What is going on? Welcome to Noah's Bark. This is episode 7 for October 14th, 2008. I'm Noah from PhoneDog.com, your host. Thanks for tuning in. How are you? The weather outside is delightful up here in the East Bay area of Northern California. I hope it's delightful where you are, too. The stock market went up a whole bunch of points yesterday. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. What's going on? Let's talk about phones. Let's jump right into it. Busy, busy week in cell phone land. This episode of the Phone Dog Podcast is brought to you by Nobody. If you would like to sponsor Noah's Bark, hit us up, phonedog.com. You can go straight to phonedog.com/Noah, N-O-A-H, to see the latest podcasts, videos, all that stuff. Drop us a line that way. There's a form on the website, email address, all that stuff. Drop us a line, and we'll hook something up. It'll be terrific. And, of course, your comments, questions, anything you want to contribute to our efforts. We love your feedback. We love your tips, your tips and tricks on phones, your made-up bogus rumors on phones, all that stuff. We love them, so send them our way. Busy week in cell phone land. Couple new phones in to talk about. Also want to tell you, you will definitely want to tune in to the website, phonedog.com, this Thursday, October 16th. There'll be something there that if you're interested in cell phones, you'll definitely want to see. Might even do a special episode of the podcast this week. I'm not sure. There will be a lot of video content and some written stuff and some, you know, other things you're going to want to check out on this Thursday if you're interested in cell phones. So definitely bear that in mind. Aside from that, what can I tell you in cell phone news? A couple things. A couple of podcast episodes ago, I talked about the T-Mobile HTC G1, the first Android phone, and how I'd gotten a couple of tips that HTC was working to build the second Android phone around the Touch HD smartphone. And recently, HTC used Twitter, which I thought was very interesting. They went on Twitter and told everybody that the Touch HD is not destined for the United States, which on surface level is sad because it looks like a hot phone. Thin, big touchscreen. I think it's a WVGA spec, 5 megapixel camera, TouchFlow 3D over Windows Mobile, all that stuff. But I've since then, I've gotten a few messages from people that were like, "Nah, nah, you don't know what you're talking about," which is cool. And then I got a couple messages from people who were like, "Actually, you know, I've got some info, blah blah." Who knows if this is true? I can tell you, I posted about this a few days ago that two things. One is one of my sources who told me about the whole Android on Touch HD thing came back and was like, "No, seriously, it's coming. It might be a little different than Touch HD. It might not be called Touch HD, but they're working on something like that." You know, whether they are or not, here's the thing. HTC knows what's up. T-Mobile knows what's up. Google knows what's up. They know that, Android's big. They know that not everybody wants a keyboard. They know that iPhone's hot. Touchscreen phones are hot. So just hang tight. Whatever it's called, Touch HD, G2, Qbert 5000, it doesn't matter. I'm betting you're going to see an Android phone from HTC that's based on a touch interface that's going to be slimmer and flashier and sexier looking than the G1. I bet you'll see it sooner than later. I bet you'll see it on T-Mobile just because T-Mobile's, you know, first out of the gate with all the Android stuff. That's just me betting. You know, I'm getting more information from people, but I don't know if it's reliable. So who knows? Don't worry about the rumors. They're fun and everything. Just, you know, I know you want to make good decisions on what phones to get and you like the inside info. But, HTC, Google, T-Mobile, everybody, they know what's going on. They know it behooves them to get different types of Android phones out with different form factors, different, you know, ways of inputting all that kind of stuff. So just hang tight. All right, that being said, speaking of T-Mobile, they just dropped the BlackBerry Flip 8220. Got a review and three videos about that phone up on phonedog.com. And I also just this past weekend, I've had the Flip for about a week now, a little less than a week playing with it. I also just this weekend got the LG Lotus, which is another Flip QWERTY phone. It's, you know, almost a smartphone. May as well call it a smartphone because it's got messaging, HTML browser, YouTube client, you know, all that kind of stuff. But interesting, this new breed of phones, these Flip smartphones or Flip messaging phones. I wonder if the Flip's going to make a comeback. So, you know, you can, like I said, you can get the full review of the BlackBerry Flip and first kind of hands-on with the LG Lotus and several videos on both of them up on the website now. We'll be doing a full Lotus review after I've had a chance to test it out some more. But real quick, I just want to mention, it's interesting, you know, with the kind of cool thing about these Flip smartphones is that from the outside, I'm looking at the BlackBerry right now, and it's a really big phone. But it's lightweight, and they did a nice job of kind of almost the lightweightness of it. The lightweightness, the lack of weight, the lightness of it, the unbearable lightness of BlackBerry. It kind of, you know, masks how big it is in a way, because you think it's this big, heavy brick, and then you pick it up, and it's not that heavy. And you're like, oh, you know, actually, it's not too bad. And the cool thing about the Flip is that from the outside, it doesn't look like a smartphone. You know, you don't look like you've got a BlackBerry, you don't look like you're tethered to your email or whatever, it just looks like a phone, and it's sleek, and the external display kind of fades into the black background and stuff. And then you open it up, and you've got the full smartphone functionality, which is cool. And the Lotus, similar thing, but the Lotus is this kind of unique square shape, which I think is going to be kind of some people love it, some people hate it. But what's nice about that is that it's fairly small in terms of, you know, it's short. It's wide, but it's short. But then the square form factor means they can fit a big screen on the inside and a full QWERTY, which even though it looks kind of crammed together, is actually really easy to type on because the keys are bubbled. They're kind of a dome shape. And I've had no problems at all typing on it. I think the QWERTY is pretty nice on the LG Lotus there. So interesting, this new, you know, I'd love to know what you think about these new breed of Flip smartphones. On the BlackBerry, I can tell you that the new OS, the 4.6 OS, looks great. Very shiny, very neon-y. I read one review that called it the Tron UI, which I think is pretty funny. It's very apt. But this phone's a little bit underpowered. From playing with the Bold a little bit back at CTIA and then checking the Flip out, the Flip definitely struggles when you... It's got a full HTML web browser, but it struggles when you hit up websites that have a lot of JavaScript going on or complex rendering. I threw an AVI video clip on there, and it played it, but it just about brought the phone to its knees while it was playing. So it's not going to be as high-powered as the Bold whenever that finally comes out, or as the new Javelin Curve 2 that's being rumored. But it's kind of a, you know, as a really good messaging phone with a little bit of smartphone thrown on there, the push email is great, the media player works well, it's got a regular headphone jack, you can listen to music in the background while you do other things. You know, pretty interesting. I wish it had dropped at a lower price point. It's $149 on contract on T-Mobile. I think if it was like $49 or $79, they'd sell a ton. They might sell a ton anyway. Anyway, you're listening to Noah's Bark, the Phone Dog Podcast. We'll be right back with more from me, Noah from PhoneDog.com. Stay tuned. All right, we're back. It's The Bark, Noah's Bark from PhoneDog.com, episode number 7, Tuesday, October 14th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in. This episode is sponsored by nobody. So if you want to sponsor us, hit us up. That reminds me, I missed the first ever outdoor NBA basketball game last Saturday. I was actually seeing the Japanese author Haruki Murakami speak here in Berkeley, California. If you're a fan of his stuff, you know what I'm talking about. He's a fantastic writer. Definitely check him out, but it was very cool to see him in person. Anyway, but I missed the game, the return of the NBA on TNT. Looking forward to that. That's where the whole sponsored by nobody thing comes from. Anyway, back to the phones. What else can I tell you? A couple of new phones in addition to the Lotus and the Flip that we got in. A couple of Samsung phones for AT&T. The Rugby, the A37 Rugby, which is a ruggedized phone with push-to-talk. Push-to-talk just coming to Verizon also, and now AT&T to do battle with Nextel, Sprint Nextel there. And also the AT&T Samsung A637, which is a kind of pearly white candy bar phone, kind of a lower-end phone, but with 3G on it. So we have videos on both of those up on the site, unboxing videos. Check that out. The Rugby video, of course, features the Crane of Death. So check that out. Also should be getting the Sony Ericsson W760A, another AT&T phone. Should be getting that maybe even today from the FedEx guy, certainly this week. This one came out way back when, I think it's CES, but it's a Walkman slider phone, 3-megapixel camera, 3G. It's got the shake functionality. So if you're a Sony Ericsson Walkman fan, check that out as well. Speaking of SE, around the web recently, some Xperia X1 unboxing videos. We're looking forward to early November when they announce when the phone will be available in the U.S. Still holding out for that one. Speaking of phones coming soon, just a bunch of stuff going on this week. I'm just going to run down. I'm going to tick off a list of names here and maybe make a short comment, but lots more on all these over on PhoneDog.com. As we said, be sure to check out PhoneDog this Thursday, October 16th. Some pretty big news stuff coming on the site. It's not exactly news, just a bunch of stuff that if you're a cell phone fan, you should be interested in seeing. It will be on the site this Thursday, the 16th. We also are working to bring you our first ever live interactive webcast. Date to be announced, but very soon. Chance for you to, I'll be doing my thing on video, but a chance for you to do kind of live text chat with me to ask me questions about different phones, that kind of thing. You can make fun of me, you know, as I'm reading your comments and see how much it hurts me when you make fun of my bald head. You know, whatever. That should be coming soon. So the details on the webcast will be on our Facebook page. So check that out. Go over to Facebook. Become a fan of PhoneDog on Facebook. You can also follow us on the Twitter. PhoneDog is the official PhoneDog Twitter feed. Or then you can also check me out on Krabby Krav on the Twitter over there. And that's more of my personal thing. But PhoneDog is the official feed on Twitter. So anyway, speaking of coming soon, lots of news online this week about the BlackBerry Storm. Verizon started taking out ads in the Wall Street Journal and stuff, hyping up the Storm. BlackBerry Bold, some new information suggesting maybe it's going to be coming soon after all on AT&T. Some information on the Samsung T919 for T-Mobile. They're calling this one the Behold, maybe. That's what was leaked, but it's the all-touch screen, TouchWiz-based 5-megapixel camera phone for T-Mobile coming soon. I've been using the T-Mobile 3G here in the San Francisco area on that Sony Ericsson phone. It seems good. It seems fast and just kind of casual web browsing. Gonna have to do some tests, but it seems good so far. So that's encouraging, especially with the G1 coming in a couple weeks. We'll see how that does. Also, some rumors about the Omnia, the AT&T, the Samsung Omnia rather, coming maybe not to AT&T, but maybe to Verizon. Something just online about that today, a Verizon rebate sheet listed, and they list the Omnia with a $70 rebate for maybe the middle of November. So interesting there. Also, the Verizon or the Samsung i770 smartphone could be coming soon. We're also looking at LG, a couple new LGs, the Insight, which is an all-touch-based Windows Mobile smartphone. Looks like it could be coming to AT&T. The CF750, which is a U.S. version of the Secret. I'm a little dubious on this one, but that'd be sweet. It's a touchscreen-based phone. It's a slider, though, so it's a keypad also with a pretty high-res camera. That'd be pretty cool. A couple of AT&T messaging phones, the Pantech Matrix and the UT Starcom Quickfire should be coming out soon. We saw the HTC Touch Pro with an AT&T logo on it. That one's called the Fuse, supposedly. Should be seeing the Touch Pro from Sprint pretty soon now. Psyched to check that one out, definitely. And then this crazy thing that I just saw online yesterday, on Monday, called this company called Olo, O-L-O. And I even hesitate to say this because this seems like it's going to be vaporware, but I don't know. They've got their webpage. If you go to olo-computer.com, they just have this thing that says, sorry, but your PC is out, which makes me think of Project Runway when Heidi tells people that they're out. But it looks kind of like an Apple MacBook Air with an iPhone where the trackpad should be. So the gist seems to be that they're doing some kind of like, you know, like that Red Fly thing that never took off, where you snap your smartphone into the computer to make it like a laptop, something like that for the iPhone. I don't know. We'll see. When I was at NVIDIA's Envision conference a couple months ago, they had a prototype of their Tegra platform that was kind of like this, where the Tegra was snapped into a laptop. I don't know. Apple actually later today, by the time you listen to this, it's probably out already, unless you're listening first thing in the morning. We're going to unveil some new laptops at a special media event. So I don't know. Maybe Olo knows something we don't. But I'd be surprised to see an iPhone snapping into a laptop there. But who knows? All right. We'll be back in a minute with this week's top five list, which is going to be the top five cell phone commercials of all time. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Noah's Bark, the Phone Dog podcast with me, Noah from PhoneDog.com. I don't know where you got this copy of the podcast, but don't forget, you can subscribe on iTunes. You can listen directly on the Phone Dog site. You can subscribe on Podomatic, some other places as well. But, you know, hit us up on the iTunes, subscribe. It helps us jump up in the rankings. More people can find out about it. And if you like the show, leave a review on iTunes. If you don't like the show, leave a review on iTunes. The reviews help us. You know, they honestly, we read them, and they help us, you know, plan the shows for the future. Anyway, we'll be right back. Noah's Bark. All right, so I was thinking about, it's impossible really to think about cell phones and TV these days without thinking about commercials, because there's so many cell phone commercials. And as I said earlier in the show, I'm psyched for the NBA season to be coming back, big basketball fan. So that got me thinking about those, you know, T-Mobile just re-signed their contract to be the official cell phone sponsor of the NBA. So that got me thinking about the best cell phone commercials ever. Now, I know, I thought about this, and I know that there's some that I missed. And so I'm going to be lazy, and rather than researching it more and talking about it next week, I'm going to talk about it now, but I'm going to put up a blog post on phonedog.com, and maybe we'll do something on the Facebook there too, and you know, get you to come and tell me the ones I missed, the top five cell phone commercials of all time. I know there's more out there. There's probably YouTube links even. So if you think of one you like better, you know, go onto the website, phonedog.com, or onto the Facebook page, and you know, find the blog post that'll be up there, and add a description of the commercial or a YouTube link if you can find it to this list. All right, but here we go: top five cell phone commercials of all time that I can remember on today, Tuesday, October 14th, 2008. Number five is the whole Verizon "Can You Hear Me Now" campaign, and that's on there because it's iconic. You can't forget it. I actually hate these commercials. I cannot stand them. I can't stand the guy. I see his face when I close my eyes and everything. But they work. They've stuck in my head, and that's the point. So number five, there's not one in particular. It's all of them. Can you hear me now? Number four is a recent commercial for AT&T. It's the one where there's a family in the kitchen, and the mom is standing behind the counter, and the dad and two kids are sitting at the table eating breakfast, and the mom finds some rollover minutes in the garbage, and she gets all upset because they're perfectly good minutes and you know, whatever. And they're covered in milk or something, so the dad makes a joke about somebody being lactose intolerant. But I think you know the one they mean. But the best part about this commercial is at the end when the mom just like twitches her finger at them, you know, with that thing that moms do that's like, now you watch it. You watch it there, buddy. The mom twitching her finger is great. So that's number four. Number three, another AT&T commercial. It's the one where I think it might have been for Samsung phones or maybe just AT&T in general. It's the one where dad's going on a business trip and his little daughter puts her little stuffed monkey. She hides it in the dad's briefcase. And so he finds it and he's out on the trip and he uses his camera phone to take pictures of the monkey, like, you know, he does a forced perspective thing so it looks like the monkey's on top of a skyscraper, and he does another one to make it look like the monkey's you know, sitting at the window and the conference table or something, and then at the end he does one where, you know, he's back at their house outside getting out of the cab, and he picture messages these to the little daughter, and she gets all excited. It's cute, you know, it's really cute. I don't have kids yet, hopefully one day, and that's the kind of thing, you know, it's communication brings people together, brings a little tear to my eye, and it's very nice. It's very nice. It's important to remember with all this technology, it's meant to bring us together, and What better way than taking pictures of your little kid's stuffed monkey, right? So that's number three, the AT&T stuffed monkey commercial. Number two, on a totally different note, is the T-Mobile commercial for My Faves, where the family's at the dinner table, and they ask the teenage daughter who's in her five, and she names off her friends. You know, I forget the names, but like Sarah and Brittany and Jamie and Katie and whatever. And then they ask her younger brother, and he lists the exact same people. And the girl gets all upset, and the younger brother says, "What? Your friends are hot." That commercial is hysterical. So that's number two. Saturday Night Live did a takeoff on that one that started out really funny and then just ventured into, like, not funny, over-the-top land. But anyway, that's number two, the T-Mobile Your Friends Are Hot commercial. And the number one cell phone commercial of all time, drum roll, please. For me, the number one commercial, again, this was a whole campaign with Charles Barkley and Dwayne Wade about D-Wade trying to get into the Chuck Wagon's five. And the one that I like best, they were all really good, but the one I like best is the one where D-Wade finally gets into Chuck's five. And they're at the tailor. Chuck's getting fitted for a suit. And it's funny that he's getting fitted for a suit because on TNT, man, Kenny the Jet always dresses sharply. He's got those nice suits and coordinated. And Chuck's always in like a sport coat with a mock turtleneck or something. Anyway, but I love Chuck. But the commercial, he's getting fitted for the suit. And Dwayne Wade gets in, and he goes and he calls his mom. He's all excited. And he's like, "Mom, it's Pookie." And he gets off the phone, and Chuck's like, "Pookie? What's a Pookie?" That commercial's great. I love that commercial. So that's the number one cell phone commercial of all time. Dwayne Wade, Charles Barkley, T-Mobile, the Pookie commercial. But I know you can think of a better one. So add your comments to the blog on Phone Dog or the Facebook page. Let us know the best commercials of all time. All right, we're going to hit up the mailbag, but don't forget, lots of new cell phone videos on the site. We've got full review of the BlackBerry Flip unboxing and a two-part review. We've got an unboxing of the LG Lotus. We'll have a review coming soon. We've got unboxings of the Samsung Rugby and the Samsung A637 for AT&T. We should be getting the AT&T Sony Ericsson W760A Walkman phone in this week. And like I said, Thursday, October 16th, a whole bunch of stuff will go up on the site that you will not want to miss if you're a cell phone fan, so stay tuned for that. Meantime, we'll be right back with the mailbag. You're listening to Noah's Bark, the Phone Dog Podcast, episode number 7, with me, Noah from PhoneDog.com. Stay tuned.
What's in the mailbag?
Ah, yes. It's the Glenn's Theme Remix from SpyMix, www.spymix.com. Check it out. Thanks for the music. Here's the mailbag. First question this week comes from Spectre. Spectre says, "I've heard rumors about an LG VX 11000 or Voyager 2 coming out sometime soon, possibly on Black Friday." Black Friday being the... not the Steely Dan song, but the day after Thanksgiving, as it's known in American shopping culture. Can you shed some light on this? Spectre, I had heard some stuff about a Voyager 2 a while ago, and then LG released the Voyager Titanium, which is really just a Voyager with a software upgrade and a paint job. I have not heard anything about the VX 11000. I do know that LG, as they said when we had them on the show a couple weeks ago, they said they're working on a bunch of new stuff with interesting form factors and whatnot coming soon. I know there's been a lot of talk about the Xenon for AT&T possibly, although I'm hearing it's not going to be called the Xenon. Haven't heard anything about a Voyager 2, but you can bet your bottom dollar that Verizon will have something up their sleeve for the holiday season besides the Storm, and LG, you know, is often involved in Verizon phones. So we'll see. New rumor, Voyager 2, Black Friday. Interesting. All right, Nefam asks, "Okay, first thing, when is the Omnia coming out? And second, is it worth it?" And Andy Reid, the phones are blown up in the background, see already on the Voyager 2 rumor there. Andy Reid asks, iPhone 3G or Samsung Omnia? I really don't know. You've used both. Which one would you buy? All right, so I'm going to tackle these questions together. The Omnia is out already in an unlocked GSM version. It's a Windows mobile phone. We've got some videos and stuff on it. And then, as we said before, there was this leaked Verizon rebate form over on Engadget Mobile about, although it looks like it came from Howard Forums, about the Omnia coming to Verizon, possibly on, it's hard to tell here. There's a bunch of dates and stuff, and it looks like October 14th, which would be today, November 15th are both on there. So I don't know. The Sway and the Saga are also on there. The Compass is also on there. Anyway, so we may see the Omnia as soon as later on today. It might be out by the time you listen to this, or by the middle of November. I would think a safe bet would be by Thanksgiving. And we thought it was coming to AT&T, but it looks like maybe Verizon. As far as which one to get, the iPhone 3G or the Omnia, I think it kind of depends. In the current form, the Omnia is not going to support 3G here in the United States, although a version with North American 3G banding has passed the FCC. But anyway, just saying that right now, if you bought the unlocked Omnia, you would not get 3G in the US, whereas an iPhone 3G will get you 3G on AT&T. So that's one thing to consider. But really the big difference is that the iPhone is more of a multimedia phone with smartphone functionality kind of as a secondary thing, whereas the Omnia is a Windows mobile device. So if you just want the tricked out, highest specs, and you want Windows Mobile, the Omnia is the way to go. We'll have to see when it comes to an American carrier what they've done with it. As far as actually using it goes, the touchscreen on Omnia was not as good as the touchscreen on iPhone 3G, in my opinion. So maybe that'll help. 886 asks, hello, no, I have a question for you for 1,000 points. All right, I'm ready. I have to get advice from experience. I need to buy a phone, and I'm wondering between iPhone 3G 16 gigabyte and HTC Touch HD, which will come soon in the fourth quarter of 2008. You are my last hope for good advice. Waiting for your reply. Thanks and greetings. Well, greetings to you, 886. Again, here's the deal. The Touch HD, as we talked about before, is not available in a version that supports North American 3G, and HTC said as much that they're not going to make one. So to get a Touch HD, you're going to have to buy it through an importer. So it's going to be expensive, and it's not going to run US 3G. If you can live with that, then it comes down to, you know, which platform do you like better, the iPhone interface or the TouchFlow 3D running over Windows Mobile on HTC. I have not yet used a Touch HD in person, so it's hard for me to comment on how it actually works. The specs are amazing. HTC has been making great phones lately. TouchFlow 3D is great. It works great on the Touch Diamond, so I would imagine it'll be a very good device, but you're going to pay an arm and a leg for it to use it in the US, and you're not going to get 3G, so just bear that in mind. All right, I hope that helps. iPhone, as I've said before, I really like the iPhone, but it's a different beast. It's not a Windows mobile phone, so there you go. RBN wants to know, is there any way to get the HTC Touch Diamond you showed on your first video on phonedog.com, the all-black one with the diamond back? Yeah, that's the unlocked GSM version. The Sprint version has the new red back that's not diamond. It's rounded off and smooth. But the one with the diamond back is the unlocked GSM. You can get that, you know, online. It's available in many places. Best Buy is going to be carrying it, so you can check out Best Buy as well. You're gonna pay more because, again, it's not on a carrier, so you're not going to get the subsidy. When you sign a contract with a carrier to get a phone, that's how you get the phone at, you know, a better price. So unlocked, you're going to be paying $500 or more, maybe as much as $700, whereas through Sprint, you know, it's $249, I believe, $299, but you have to sign the contract. So bear that in mind. Also, if you're using it in the U.S., make sure you get the one that has the 3G banding, and that will only work on AT&T. It won't work with T-Mobile's 3G. Zayfan wants to know, hey, can you send people free phones because I really want the Sidekick 2008 so bad, but can you give it to me and don't set it up? I just want it. Don't care if it can't call or go on the internet or text. I just want it, but to at least turn on, please. Zayfan, no. Javion asks, when you're recording on a phone, like the details and stuff, you know Topher Grace? You sound just like him. He's in that 70s show, and he plays Venom in Spider-Man 3. Topher Grace, huh? I've never heard that one before, but if you say so, cool. I've been told I look like the the guy who played Stanford from Sex and the City, and I was told I look like oh, some guy in some movie I don't remember. Zayfan, I mean to be harsh there, but no, I can't give you free phones. I don't keep these phones. They're review loaners, and I send them back when I'm done. They're not all mine. But why would I give a stranger a free phone? Notre Dame fan wants to know, upcoming Verizon phones. Okay, so I have Verizon, and I got all excited with the outburst of phones this summer, but now they have stopped. I'm getting a new phone in early November. Is there anything new coming up that I can look forward to maybe getting? Yes, absolutely. You will see a bunch of new phones from all of the carriers, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile. You'll see a bunch of new stuff for the holiday shopping season. Even with the bad economy, this is the time of year when people spend money in the United States, and there'll be a bunch of stuff coming out. Maybe with the economy, you'll see slightly better prices because the carriers make money off of your two-year contract more than they make money off of the phone itself. So they may lower prices to try to get people to sign on for those contracts so they can bank on your money. But yeah, Verizon, you'll see the BlackBerry Storm. Like we just said, you might see the Omnia. The rumor started there earlier by, who was it, Spectre starting rumors all over the place with the LG Voyager 2. I don't know all what's coming up, but I do know stuff is definitely coming for Verizon and the other carriers. So definitely hang tight if you're thinking about buying a phone. If you can wait, you know, another month and a half, you know, all should be revealed by, like Spectre said, Black Friday. All right, there you go. There's the mailbag for this week. And that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Noah's Bark. I am Noah from PhoneDog.com. And like I said, full reviews of the BlackBerry Flip 8220 up on the site, video and written. In a nutshell, I think it's a great kind of entry-level BlackBerry. Doesn't have the juice that the Curve or the Bold will have, hopefully. But for the push email, listening to music, messaging, and the occasional foray onto the web, works really well. Interesting form factor. We'll also have a lot more on the LG Lotus coming up. And like we said, this Thursday, October 16th, you definitely want to check out the site. There'll be some really interesting stuff for you if you're a cell phone fan, so stay tuned. Till next time, thanks for listening. I'm Noah. The site is phonedog.com. This is Noah's Bark, Episode 7. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Thanks to SpineMix for the music and Pliny for the theme song. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.